بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. الحمد لله. Tonight is the 20th of July in the year 2020. Alhamdulillah, it's the final night of the holy month of Zulqa'dah. So tomorrow, inshallah, the blessed days and nights of Zulhijjah will begin. So to spend the session discussing how exalted these blessed days and nights are. So in the Quran, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He mentions in Surah Al-Fajr, Surah 89, verse 1 to 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal-fajr, wa-layalin 'ashr, wa-shafi'i wal-watr. By the fajr, and by the 10 nights, and by the even and the odd. So in these three holy verses, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He first swears by Fajr. And the authorities say this refers to Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Zulhijjah. In the second verse, He swears by the 10 nights, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And these refer to the 10 nights, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. In Hakim in his Mustadrak, number 3,927, Bayhaqi in his Shu'ab al-Iman, number 3,747, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the 10 nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon are the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So in the first verse, He subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the 10th. In the second verse, He swears by the 10 nights, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. In the third verse, He swears by the even and the odd. Ash-shaf al-watr. And on the authority of the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these refers to the day of, the even is the day of Eid, the 10th of Zulhijjah, and the odd is the day of Arafat. So if you combine all these reports, and that hadith is in Nasa'i and Tirmidhi, if you combine all of these reports on the commentary of these three verses, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He swears in all those three verses on the day of Eid al-Adha. So all of the three verses, He swears Eid al-Adha, showing that that is the greatest day. In two of the verses, He swears by the day of Arafat, i.e. verse 2 and 3. And in one of the three verses, He swears by all the 10 days, i.e. verse 2. So note, the stage is set with regards to the glorious Quran itself. Allah Ta'ala is showing to you how holy these days are and which ones are more holy than others. If that was not enough, there's another verse where Allah the Almighty and Glorious talks about these 10 days. In Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, verse 28, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات. And remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the days well known. In Sahih Bukhari, Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 1383, after reciting this verse, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, these yawmin ma'alumat, the days well known, are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. So now Allah Ta'ala has given a command now. Yadhkur usmallah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these well known days. So there's a command. So Allah Ta'ala sworn by it in three of the holy verses in Surah Fajr. And now He's commanded that you remember Him in these well-known days. So the Quran sets the stage. But of course, the fine details are given by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what are we supposed to do in these most august and holy days? In Imam Ahmad's Musnad Tabarani Tahawi, and Shaykh Al-Bani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Hassan in Irwa ul-Ghalil, number 890, our beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are no days that are greater before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on which good deeds are more beloved to him than these 10 days. Hence, in abundance say, tahleel, tasbih, takbir, and tahmeed. So let's look at this. So this is an authentic hadith in Imam Ahmad's Musnad. So these days are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deeds done in those 10 days are the most pleasing, most beloved to him. Think about that. Deeds anytime pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you cannot do it at a more beloved time to him than these 10 days. But then another command. Our beloved then said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in abundance, meaning don't count. And we affectionately call this the third kalima. Tahleel, tasbih, takbir, tahmeed. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Say this in abundance. Now look how interesting. The Quran says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Remember the name of Allah through the well-known days. What does that mean? Rasulullah explained. This zikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And of course you can add, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim. Now what do we know about that zikr? In two places in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Maryam, radiyallahu anha, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He says, wal baqiyatu salihat. The everlasting deeds. Our beloved Himself said, it is Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Now look how Allah Ta'ala has described this zikr. He's described it as the everlasting deeds, meaning there's no end to the reward. Everlasting. Baqiyat. Is there anything else our beloved Messenger mentioned? Yes. In Hakim, it is Mustadrak Sahih, Zahabi Sahih. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that five things, they are amazing. They are ajeeb. They are very heavy. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. And a Muslim who loses a child. He goes, these are amazing. These are heavy. So now the clues in the last part of the report. If somebody was to ask you, somebody loses a child, a Muslim loses a child, he shows patience. What's the reward for that? And you say, not only paradise, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Baytul Hamd. Allah ta'ala promises him a house of praise in paradise, in Tirmidhi. Not only paradise, Allah ta'ala has promised him a special, you know, palace. So we understand that. We understand that it's a tremendous loss. So he deserves or she deserves this reward if they have patience. What subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. What are they doing in the same category? Wal baqiyatu salihat. So what did Rasulullah say about these days? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase in this utterance. Why? Because if they are the greatest days, they deserve the greatest zikr. Think about that. There's no greater way you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these glorious zikrs. And isn't it true that we have a prayer in which we say this blessed zikr 300 times? Salatul Tasbih. Abu Dawud Sahih Hadith. Your past, present, future, minor, major sins are all forgiven. And that's outside of the 10 days. So, isn't it kind of encouraging you to do Salatul Tasbih in these blessed days? Even though there's no direct text as far as I know. Why? Because you're thinking, if Allah Ta'ala is enjoining upon me through the lips of His beloved for me to increase in the third kalima, instead of me isolating it, why not combine it with the greatest prayer? The greatest deed, Ayy Salat. So, offer Salatul Tasbih. So, note, this is the first thing which the Prophet mentioned, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What else did he mention we can do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Bayhaqi, and it's da'if, as mentioned by Shaykh al-Bani, rahmatullah alayh, in his checking of Mishkat, number 1416, Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu relates that our beloved messengers reported to have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fasting one of these days, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, equals fasting a full year. and standing during any of their nights equals the night standing of Laylatul Qadr. Fasting one of them equals fasting a full year, and standing during any of their nights equals the standing of Laylatul Qadr. So now you get fruitcakes and they say, oh, this is a weak hadith. So the first response to this is, okay, it's a weak hadith. So why are you reacting as if it's fabricated? This is a common, you know, response that people give. They go, da'if brother. And they're talking about it's fabricated. Da'if hadith means due to the strict criteria of the muhaddith, they haven't fulfilled those criteria. That doesn't mean that there's liars and drunkards in the chain. Astaghfirullah. That's the first thing. The second thing is, every part of this hadith is confirmed in the sahih hadith. And I'll prove it. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Fasting is equal to a year. I'm going to explain this in a bit, inshallah. But then he said, during the night, if you offer salat, you get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. So where is the corresponding proof, corroborating proof that that's true? I mentioned it. What is the greatest proof you could use? The Quran. What does Allah the Almighty and Glorious swear by? In the second verse of Surah Fajr, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. By the 10 nights, he sworn by them. And what did Abdullah ibn Abbas say? The 10 nights that Allah has taken an oath upon are the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So think about it. Just the Quran, 100% says that Allah sworn by these 10 nights. You're not doing anything. Does it make sense? Why would he swear by these nights and then leave you in the Hague? Therefore, what did the report mention? That you offer tahajjud. And what do you expect you're going to get for the tahajjud? You'd expect something amazing. And what does the report say? Laylatul Qadr. Now you've offered tahajjud continuously for over 83 years and so months continuously. So a second deed is mentioned. So you got the third kalima. You got the fast, which I'm going to mention inshallah. And you've got the tahajjud. So where is the proof that it is sunnah to fast on these days? Because this hadith has weakness. Our beloved mother Sayyida Hafsa radiyallahu anha said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. And the hadith continues, in Nasai Abu Dawud, and Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states, Sahih in Sahih Sunan Abu Dawud, number 2106. Now think about this. What three deeds has Rasulullah told you to focus upon? That's very interesting. There's so many deeds we can do. Sadaqah, you know, you can name it, you know, millions of deeds. Yet, there's three deeds. Now, what three deeds has he told you to focus upon? One is a zikr with your tongue. Everlasting deeds. One is salat, the greatest of all deeds, tahajjud. And one is the fast, which only Allah Ta'ala knows the reward for. Look how beautiful that is. He's actually guided you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the greatest of deeds. He goes, these are the most beloved days to your Lord. So therefore, do these particular deeds which are extremely beloved to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beautiful thing is, none of it is fard. Now that's fascinating. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala, if it was fard, the fish and the fowl will do it. People fast in Ramadan. Even the fowl fast in Ramadan. Why? It's fard. You take away that status, they'll stop fasting. Isn't that true? So are they doing it out of love? Or because of a shotgun? Allah Ta'ala wants to see. Right? These are my beloved days. He's taken away the shotgun. It's not fard. Now let's see. Right? And what do people do? They start coming out with their excuses. Well, it's not fard, is it, brother? There you go. Instead of saying, brother, I should be doing it. I'm weak. May Allah forgive me. He starts justifying it. It's not fard. Look how interesting. Why are you justifying a stance that you know is not, you know, you should be ashamed of making statements that you're justifying a weak stance. But yes, it's not fard. However, you should be obsessed with doing deeds on these blessed days. So now, which day has Allah Ta'ala sworn by twice? Arafat. Why has he done that? There's a reason. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Tabarani, the fast on the day of Arafat is equal to 1,000 fasts. The fast on the day of Arafat is equal to 1,000 fasts. That's almost 3 years. Why did he say that? The Quran. Allah Ta'ala sworn twice by the day of Arafat. Also, what about the day of Eid? That's the greatest day. You can't fast on that day. So what did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? In Sahih Muslim, Sawma yawmi Arafata yuqaffiru sanatal madiyata wal baqiyah. Fasting the day of Arafat expiates the previous year and the coming year. Allah Ta'ala puts a double on it. Why? Because you can't fast on the day of Eid. This is His kindness. Because you're supposed to eat and drink on the day of Eid. Somebody told me, Shaitan fast on that day. I don't know if that's true. Right? But don't fast on the day of Eid, obviously. So let's combine this. Fast 9 of the blessed days. Offer tahajjud all 10 nights. And frequently utter the third kalima. But you should not restrict yourself to those three deeds. Why? Because in Sahih Bukhari, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Tabarani, our beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are no days during which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than these 10 days. The Sahaba asked, not even jihad, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not even jihad, fi sabilillah, except for a man who goes out himself, taking all his wealth, and he returns with nothing. He's martyred and he's given all his wealth. He's better. He's the only one that he can beat you. So now to understand this hadith in Bukhari was critical for you to understand the virtue of jihad. The problem is people quote this hadith and they go, right, mashallah, better than jihad. He doesn't know what jihad is. So a person goes, okay then, so what's the reward for jihad? Oh, now, what's the reward for jihad? This man goes, Ya Rasulullah, if my brother goes in jihad, can I basically compete with him? So the Prophet said, first he said no. But then he goes, no. He goes, can you continuously fast until he comes back and continuously offer salat until he comes back? And he goes, no. He goes, then you can't. So basically, what do we learn in this hadith in Bukhari Sharif? A person doing jihad, he's automatically getting the reward of salat 24/7 and fasting 24/7. In another report, the Prophet said, can you stay in the masjid all that time? He goes, no, because then you can't. So you're getting the reward of staying in the masjid as well. You're getting more reward than him if you do good deeds in these days. How is that possible? If somebody goes, so if I just do give some sadaqah, that's greater than jihad. Think about that. And the response is, we gladly accept the reward which the Prophet promised. Any deed, he didn't restrict it. It's got to be righteous though. They can't be riyah. Riyah pollutes the deed. In another report, a Sahaba wanted clarification. Look at the very interesting questions they ask. What's the only doubt? And I had that doubt. I thought, oh, maybe it's only one of those 10 days the Prophet was referring to. Maybe it's only the day of Eid. The other days, maybe, you know. And look how, you know, the Sahaba asked these questions. In Bazar Ibn Hibban, number 1006, Sahih Abu Ya'la al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, Hasan, Jabir radiyallahu anhu said, a man asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are they better than 10 days of jihad in the path of Allah? Meaning, are you talking about all the days? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly, they are better than 10 days of jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for the one who covers his face with the earth. So that covers the doubt. It's any of the 10 days. It's not just the 10th or the day of Arafat. All the 10 days, any deed you do is more beloved than jihad. Fi sabilillah. Think about that. You know, if you really reflect, you're thinking, well, why aren't I doing good deeds on those days? And there you go, because you haven't prepared. Another hadith, and this is probably the best way to summarize the virtue. In Darimi and Bayhaqi, Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayhi states, Hassan in Sahih al-Targhib, number 1148, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu alayhi sallam, our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi sallam, no deed is more sublime, more rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a good deed done during the 10 days ending with the day of Adha. This is a critical hadith, because the Prophet has given you a very clear answer to a question. And what's the question? Do I get more reward than Ramadan? He's answered it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No deed is more sublime. What's the next thing he said? More rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did he say Ramadan? Than a good deed done during the 10 days. Ending with Adha. Now you need to look at Ramadan to understand this. How much do your deeds multiply in the month of Ramadan? More than 1,000. It's very important. Not 1,000, more than 1,000. Could be 1,000,000. Why do you think 1,001? But it's more than 1,000. You can say this. Any deed you do in these days, whatever the reward is, which we don't know for Ramadan, we know it's more than 1,000. But let's say it's 1,000,000. We can't say you get 1,000,001 for Eid al-Adha, the 10 days of Zulhijjah. But what we can say is, it's more than 1,000,000. If the reward is 1,000,000 for the days of nights of Ramadan, have you understood? So what's the reward? There you go. Allah Ta'ala has even kept that hidden. He goes, there is no, and look how interesting the word is. What does that mean? No deed is more sublime. If you ask a person, what does sublime mean? Sublime means beautiful, you know, pure, you know, and use, you know, choice words for the word sublime. You even use that word for Rasulullah, our sublime messenger, meaning the perfect. That's the word the Prophet used for the deeds of 10 days of Zulhijjah. He goes, it's the most, so there's no more sublime, beautiful deed you can do. No purer deed you can do. No greater deed that you can do. No rewarding deed that you can do than in the days of the 10 days ending with the 10th. Now look how beautiful. Any deed. He didn't say fasting, third kalima, and tahajjud. That's just basically the, you know, the core. Any deed. Do sadaqah. You should have a Cheshire cat grin thinking, Allahu Akbar, what's the reward for this? Right? Some people, and also, you know, just as a little, you know, advice, try to tick all the boxes. What do I mean by that? Because sometimes you fail to tick a box. You've done so many deeds, you forget something. Have you noticed that? So, for example, a brother last year said to me, oh, I didn't do Salatul Tasbih. Right? And he was proper gutted. And I thought, well, you know, inshallah, you have to be another year now. You might have forgot to give sadaqah. You might not have gone to visit a relative. Think about that. There's so many deeds. Right? What better time to do it? If somebody goes to you, even the deeds that you find hard to do, get it done. These are the days to do it. Simply put, one gets maximum rewards for any good deeds that one may perform during these awesome days. And the rewards are obviously immense, more than the month of Ramadan. Now, is it more than Laylatul Qadr? Hafiz ibn Qayyim said, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan are greater than the first 10 nights of the Zulhijjah. Look how, you know, wise the ulama are. Has he answered the question? He's reversed everything. He goes, the first 10 nights are not greater than the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But, he then said, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah are greater than the last 10 days of Ramadan. And the reason is because Laylatul Qadr is not in the 10 days. Think about that. It's not in the, but look how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. Though there's no Laylatul Qadr in these 10 most exalted days, He gives you the reward of Laylatul Qadr for tahajjud. That's His kindness. Why? Because you'll be thinking, ya Allah, why did you give us Laylatul Qadr? You're so generous. He's given it to you. He's sworn by the 10 nights and He's told you about tahajjud. If you don't want to do it, then, you know, I don't know, you know, it's all to do with the iman and astaghfirullah. Arafat. In Bayhaqi Asbahani Targheem number 886, Anas radiyallahu anhu, he said, in the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was generally thought that each of these 10 days equaled 1,000 days. The day of Arafat was like 10,000 days. So that this isn't a direct hadith. Anas is saying this is what we assumed. Arafat is like 10,000 of this. That's interesting. What is he telling you there? The Sahaba actually thought your deeds multiplied 10,000 times at Arafat, on the day of Arafat. So now, think 1,000 plus first 8 days, 10,000 Arafat. Then what's the reward for Eid? Right? If you go up using the fractions, it's 1,000,000. Right? But note, Allah has not told you. He's just saying this is the greatest time to worship. So now, the Salaf, we hear the report, so we get a bit of, you know, excitement in it. Yeah. And then it fades out half an hour later, right? But Mujahid, look what he said. This is something outstanding that we're looking up to. In Bayhaqi, it is Shu'ab al-Iman, number 3,572. Darimi, it is Sunan, number 1,809. Targhib, number 1,807. Shaykh Albani, rahmatullah alayhi, states Hassan. In Irwa ul-Ghalil, number 890. Mujahid, rahmatullah alayhi, said, once the 10 days started, Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahmatullah alayhi, would exert in worship so much that it was almost beyond his capability. Once the 10 days started, Sa'id ibn Jubair rahmatullah alayh would exert in worship so much so that it was almost beyond his capability. Now this is very interesting. Why? Because they're not like me and you. If we just play tahajjud for half the night, we need to recuperate time for that. That's their normal time. That's their normal worship. If I was to ask you, how do the Tabi'een increase their worship? Think about that. Their normal days, they put our special days to shame. Right? But what did Mujahid say? The way we'd say in today's day and age, he's not human. Does he sleep? He's not even sleeping. Right? What does that tell you? The secret here is every second was precious to Sayyid ibn Jubair. And he was martyred by Hajjaj bin Yusuf, Sayyid ibn Jubair. You know, the last martyr from Hajjaj the tyrant. So that is the standard. Meaning, don't let these seconds, minutes, hours, days pass. They're precious. And you'll only realize that when you're dead. To conclude, how beautifully did the Prophet sum up the entire matter when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best days in the entire world are the 10 days. The best days in the entire world are the 10 days. This is in Ibn Hibban Bazar. And it's Sahih, in Sahih ul-Jan, number 1133. So these are the blessed days. Now, there's deeds that you do after the blessed days. So the first thing which is very interesting to point out is this is a hadith. And our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Abu Dawud Ahmad, Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayhi, states Sahih, in Sahih Sunan Abi Dawud, number 1549. The best or the greatest day before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of sacrifice, followed by the day of rest. So let's look at this. So the greatest day is the 10th, mashallah. What did the Prophet then say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Followed by the day of rest, 11th. Sahih hadith, flawless report from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning Allah Ta'ala's generosity doesn't just go back to normal after the 10 days. It slows down in a sense that the immensity of the rewards have reduced. But it's going down gradually. Now think about that. Somebody goes to you, when's Eid? Eid this year will be on Friday. So Saturday, somebody goes, what are you doing on Saturday then? What am I doing on Saturday? It's back to normal, brother. It's the next greatest day according to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, meaning do a bit extra. You're still basically getting an immense wage. Granted, not as much as the 10th. So what is now being taught? You have a warm down. You go flat out, eat, you got to do your, you know, bits and bobs. And then there's a warm down. That's the best way to describe it. Now you don't just stop completely. Right, well, that's it, finished. You go right now. Now what do we do after that? Takbirat. The takbirat, what are the days that we do the takbirat? Right? The days we do the takbirats is in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 203, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the appointed days. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he explained, this refers to the days of Tashriq, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of Zulhijjah. This is in Sahih Bukhari, Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 1383. Imam Qurtubi said, this is the view of the vast majority of scholars in his tafsir. Now think about that. Allah Ta'ala is talking now about the days after the 10 days in his book. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. The appointed days. He's called them appointed. I've appointed these days. For what? And Ibn Abbas said, days of Tashriq. So what did our beloved messenger tell us to do on those days? Takbirat. You know, people think, you know, what's this? What? Because you've left the Quran, brother. That's why you find these things strange. Allah Ta'ala is telling you to remember him on those days. What are you doing? There's three authentic takbirat. The easiest is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. The famous one, which is more common, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And there's a third authentic takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. And when it comes back to me, I'll tell you. Right? There's a third authentic takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar wa ajallu. Allahu Akbar, Allah ma hadana. That's the third takbirat. Why are you doing takbirat? It's wajib for the Hanafis after every fardh prayer. Right? For 5 days. Because you've been commanded to do that. But that is the warm down. People forget to mention it. Why am I doing? I've been worshipping 10 days. What's all these takbirats? This is the warm down. You're thanking Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you've guided me to goodness and I'm remembering you. Look how beautiful that is. And the hadith goes, Umar lost his voice with the takbirats. Umar, radiyallahu anhu. Not Bachara Sahab, right? You know, Umar. What was he doing? Imagine Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's got time for takbirats. I mean, you. Right, because he's, and imagine he lost his voice and people thought they couldn't even hear him, but he's still doing it. So imagine, you know, when a person loses his voice, it's very strange when you hear them talk, like a squeak, and he's still forcing it. Ya Allah, these are your days, I'm losing my voice for these days. So it's not just the 10 days, bole bale, right? There's 14 days. And look how beautiful that is, that's 2 weeks. And during that time, the people are doing Hajj. Right, so you know, Allah Ta'ala is, due to his guests, he's bombarding you with blessings as well. What is the greatest deed of all during these greatest days? And that is, of course, the Qurbani. What are the rewards for Qurbani? Ibn Majah Hakim in his Mustadrak 2-389 Sahih Targheeb number 815, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, why are we sacrificing these animals, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, it is a sunnah of your father Ibrahim. You're emulating Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. In another report, in Tirmidhi, Hassan Gharib ibn Majah, Hakim 4-221, Sahih, Zahabi Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ma amila adamiyan min amalin yawman nahli ahabba ilallahi min ihraqi dam. Man does not do any deed on the day of sacrifice that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than causing blood to flow. You should therefore carry this out wholeheartedly. Now this is an amazing report. Why? What's the greatest day? Eid. Rasulullah has told you the greatest deed that you can do. You cannot beat it. No matter what you do. The greatest deed on the greatest day. Imagine somebody asked you that question. Brother, I don't want to know the greatest deed. I want to know the greatest deed on the greatest day. You say Qurban. Well, look how interesting. What did the Prophet say at the end? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should carry it out wholeheartedly. Why? Because there's taras. You feel compassion for the animals. Shaitan puts that into your heart. Right? This man did it and he goes, Ya Rasulullah, I feel compassion. And the Prophet said, you'll be rewarded for your compassion. But go ahead with it. Don't let it stop you, right? That's why Shaitan, you know, is provoking you. Isn't it better to let this cute goat live? There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was sacrificing 63 camels, they were fighting to be the first. Imagine, so you go to non-Muslim, oh look at these poor animals, why are they fighting? Why are they queuing up to get slaughtered? Because they know, you don't know, you're bajara, right? Imagine, I want to be the first to be slaughtered. Right? Because they know, you know, Rasulullah's blessed hand is going to slaughter this. So note, this is the best way for an animal to give his life. Think about that, you know. So again, don't have those thoughts. If you do, Allah Ta'ala will reward you, but go ahead with it. What's the reward? In Tabarani, in his Kabir, Al-Haytami, in Majma' al-Zawaid, 4-17. The grandson of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard his grandfather say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever sacrifices wholeheartedly, expects the reward, it will be a barrier for him from the hellfire. You will have a hijab, a huge barrier between you and the fire, meaning you will not enter the fire. Allah Ta'ala put a hijab between you and the fire. It's one of the rare hadiths which Hassan narrates, the grandson, adds to the beauty. If somebody goes to you, did the grandson of the Prophet, who was only 7 or 8 when his grandfather left the world, he remembered that, right? So Allah Ta'ala showing how beloved that deed is, he chose a beloved one for you to remember that. This is the hijab for you, between you and the fire. Another virtue in Tirmidhi, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every hair of the sacrifice, one good deed is recorded. And I don't know what the latest statistics is, but I've been told there's billions of hairs. Right? So you got a billion, and don't forget, it's the greatest day, it's multiplied. I don't even know what the reward is, brother, what are you asking me for, right? But on a normal day, you got a billion hairs. And then computers blown up in it on day of Eid, right? You know, your sacrifice. What else is the reward? Tabarani and Bazar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with the first drop of blood, all your sins are forgiven. All your previous sins, first drop question. That's the first drop. Liters are coming out. One of the scholars was asked, if that's the first drop, then Shaykh, what do you get for the remaining? Because, well, he goes, if that's your reward for the first drop, you can only imagine what you're going to get for the entirety of the blood coming out. Think about that. And look how interesting. The first drop of the martyr, his sins are forgiven. Right? But don't forget, the martyr also, much more blood comes out of his body usually. So there again, there's another secret about the qurban. Also, it helps you cross the bridge of Sirat. In Bazar Hassan, the bridge of Sirat, nobody escapes. Even the Badris have to cross. Pirsa are not going to get away with it, right? You're going to have to go across the bridge of Sirat, right? No, you know, get out of jail cards. You need all the help possible. One of the greatest helps is qurban. And don't forget, if you do it once, you get transport. You do it twice, the transport upgrades. That's one of the scholars, you know, he goes, upgrade. You know, what the first transport is, God knows. But imagine, you probably just go over that lightning. Maybe the Burak can help you across, isn't it? Because of the Qurbani. And also, you should try to attend where the Qurbani is taking place, because there's blessings there. Another virtue, in Asbahani Targhib, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, it shall be brought with all its flesh, blood, put into your scale of deeds, and multiplied 70-fold. So not only is it's not wasted, Allah Ta'ala brings it all back. Imagine all that blood, intestines, horns of the goat, you know, the ram and this, that. What is this? And then multiplied 70. That's another bonus for your qurbani. The best day to offer the qurbani is the day of Eid. It has to be after the Eid prayer. Because that's the greatest day. But you can offer it on all the days of Tashriq. So basically the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, that's it. Right? So all the days of Tashriq are for sacrifice, our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Ahmad ibn Hibban, Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states Hassan in As-Sahihah, number 2476. So how great was the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam? He was going to sacrifice his son. Not only his son, he was in a Rasulullah, was going to sacrifice a Rasulullah. Right? Think about that. If it was a prophet, would we have thought anything less of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? No. Allah Ta'ala wanted a Rasul to sacrifice a Rasul. The greatest of the greatest. And what did Allah Ta'ala replace it with? in Ibn Jarir, Ibn Kathir, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, a ram which grazed in paradise for 40 years. It was a ram that was eating and drinking for 40 years in paradise. It came onto the earth only to be sacrificed. Think about that. And where was it? It was in Mina. It wasn't in Jerusalem, right? It was in Mina. And that's the place where the people sacrificed during the Hajj. And to conclude, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says in Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, verse 161-3, Verily my salah, my sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No partner has He. This I am commanded, and I am the first of those who bow to His will. So who uttered those words? Rasulullah would utter these blessed verses when he would sacrifice. But look at the twitching part of the hadith. He said, O Allah, this is from You. I return it to You on behalf of Muhammad and his Ummah. He didn't forget us. So look at the wording he used to Allah. This is Yours, Ya Allah. I'm not even giving You anything. You want everything. This is Yours. I return it to You on my behalf and on behalf of my Ummah. Then he would say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. This is in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Ahmad Darimi, Mishkat, Ibn Kathir's Tafsir states, Hasan li ghayr. This is why we shouldn't forget our beloved, obviously, when sacrificing. So obviously you can, share a cow, but offer the best when given to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are there any questions you'd like to ask about these blessed days, which will start at night tomorrow? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل من لسان الذي خص الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم